much has been said about Good Friday and the booze legislation in Northern Ireland. We spoke about it, I think, a couple of days on the programme last week. Current restrictions mean that alcohol can only be sold between 5 p.m. and 11 p.m. on Good Friday. But guess what? It does not seem to apply at Stormont. We can speak now to Barbara. Good morning to you, Barbara.
Hello.
You were at the Stormont Parliament buildings on Friday afternoon for lunch.
Yes.
And you got quite a surprise when you asked if you could buy some wine. Tell me what happened.
We went to the Stormont building because we can no longer have, well, we never could actually on Good Friday have a meal at Chandon where we normally have it. And so we decided to go up to Stormont, and the food was great, the service was lovely, but what surprised us when we walked in was wine glasses on the table.
You clearly thought then, well, this must be just a posh way of drinking water.
No, I did not. I'm not that stupid.
No, well, you would have made the assumption that you can't buy booze.
Do you serve wine then? So they said yes, and we were surprised. And their retort was that they are not under, the licensing laws don't apply to Stormont.
You're kidding me.
Yeah.
And what did you say? You said, well, I didn't want any wine, or did you order a bottle?
Oh, no. We had our wine. We thoroughly enjoyed our meal. We had our wine as per usual.
And what time was this at on Friday?
I beg your pardon?
What time was this at?
This was 12:15.
So obviously well before the other restrictions that if you were outside of that area between 5 and 11 o'clock on Good Friday.
Oh yes, oh yes. It just puzzled me. Do they never take any notice of the licensing laws? Can they have drink there whenever?
Your daughter, Catherine, is also on the line. You posted about this on Facebook and quite a reaction.
Yes, a naughty girl.
Yes, Catherine, what was the reaction you got when you put this up online?
I had my mum had told me this, and I thought, well, I kind of wanted people to know about it. So I had posted it on Facebook and basically just said it was interesting that they were allowed to serve alcohol there on Good Friday when no one else in the country was allowed to. And I also, because I knew Michael Dean, he had closed his restaurants for lunch on Friday.
He had posted online that he closed because his staff were basically embarrassed by having to explain to so many people why they couldn't have any alcohol.
Yeah, exactly. So I actually messaged him on Facebook as well, and he asked my permission to re-share my post. So he did that as well, and I believe he retweeted it as well. And I've had quite a lot of response from it. Quite over 200 people have reshared it, certainly mine, and I think have reshared his, because I think a lot of people identified with the fact that nowhere else was allowed to serve alcohol, but somehow they were allowed to up at Stormont.
Well, Barbara, what do you think? Do you think it's fair that they don't have to abide by those rules, or were you just happy because you got to have a glass of wine?
They make the rules and then they can ignore them. It's a poor lump of proletariat have to do what they're told, but we who make the rules can do what we like.
Commentator Chris Nixon has contacted the programme. Good morning, Chris.
Hey, Vinny, I'm not sure you've been called a commentator before.
Well, I need to be careful now how to describe people. I don't want to upset Nelson, but you can maybe shed some light onto why this is the case.
Yeah, I looked into this a number of years ago. So Stormont doesn't require a licence because it's technically Crown property. Which is fine, I guess. But in England, places that are Crown property, i.e. owned by the Crown, such as Royal Ascot Racecourse, most of Regent Street's hotels is technically Crown property, and the bars in the House of Commons all have to have a licence, because the licensing legislations there mean a licence is held by a person, not the premises. I believe, I haven't found this for sure, but I've never found a licensed premises like Stormont. I believe it's the only place in the UK that serve as and when it likes, because it is not licensed.
And you're a former publican yourself.
Oh, yeah. Year in, year out. Much like Michael Dean, embarrassed after tell tourists what happened. It's ridiculous how much is lost to the economy and wages and staff.
We have been trying to find out ourselves, but we've not had any response just yet. I'm not sure if they're back in after their Easter break. But it doesn't seem fair, Chris, if that is the case. It's one rule for others and we will abide by our own.
There's only three places in Northern Ireland you can get a drink and sit in before 5 p.m. on Good Friday.
Where?
One is a church, one is on a boat, and one is Stormont.
So you're telling me if you happen to go to a bar which is a boat, it's on water, then the laws are different and you can drink on them?
Yeah, as long as the jetty's pulled up, you can serve.
So, all right, so if you're out to sea, basically?
Don't have to be out to sea if the jetty's pulled up.
Oh, you don't seem to know a lot about this, Chris.
I've come to think about this for a number of years. It's probably my biggest bugbear in Northern Ireland.
Well, it's not Barbara. She got a glass of wine with her lunch on Friday. She's delighted. Robert, the taxi driver, good morning to you.
Good morning, Vinti. It seems to be here.
Don't you Vinti me. He might be off today, but I'm telling you, I've not totally forgiven you from your Frank Mitchell. We'll say no more on that.
If you want to talk about Frank Mitchell, Frank Mitchell's paying me a wage.
Is he?
The BBC, yes. The BBC's not paying me.
Frank Mitchell is paying you a wage. For what?
Sorry?
What, Frank Mitchell, did you say he's paying you a wage?
He's paying me a wage because I'm a regular caller on the show.
Well, that's interesting there. Your thoughts on this, Robert, go ahead.
Well, my thoughts on this, it seems to be a law for one and a law for the other. Now, follow the lane here, Vincent. It's very simple. The Michael Deans and the Colin Neils of this world are paying high rent, high rates, high taxes, employing people, paying taxes, and the lane is, these people should decide when their premises open and when they close. And it's the city council make these laws, license the laws. You know, and the revenue has been lost over this weekend from bars, restaurants, taxi drivers is unbelievable. Now, the point is, the councillors, they're still getting their salaries and they're making laws against the business people in this city. We are trying to promote this city, and more to the point, tourism, there's a big lot of tourists in the city from Good Friday weekend, the Easter weekend, and they're walking around the streets, the bars are closing early. It's a total disgrace.
Do you think, Robert, in some way, are we really focused on alcohol, on that we can't really socialise or enjoy ourselves without booze?
Well, Vincent, if you want to, this is where the law is so hypocritical. Let's stick with Good Friday.
Okay.
You and I can go into a supermarket on Good Friday morning at 8 o'clock in the morning and buy all the drink we want, and we go into off sales, and the bars and the restaurants are all closed. Now, if anybody can't see that unfair against bars and restaurants in the city, there's something radically wrong. It's totally unfair. And truthfully and honestly, the city council haven't thought this out properly. And it's time they moved into the 21st century. And look, we're fed up with dinosaur politics here. And this is what it is. It's dinosaur politics we're living here with.
Do you think, to some extent, obviously, that the laws are there for a reason when it comes to the opening hours? And I don't just mean, I'm not really talking about Good Friday and the restricted hours, but you're saying if you pay your licence, if you pay your rates, you own that business or you lease that business, then you should decide when you open. But obviously restrictions are there, I would assume, to some extent, to help protect us, protect all of us, protect ourselves and to regulate what is going on. Because alcohol can, you know, we all know there are some downsides to booze.
Well, my answer to that is very simple. In them environments, they're controlled by the bars and by the door staff. The other side of that coin is like a fly on a wall.
Yes.
People are going to supermarkets. They're drinking drinking large, consuming alcohol in the home environment. There is no lost orders at home.
Yes, and there's no one there to regulate you or your measures, you know, how much you're pouring, how much you're drinking. There's no one to say you've had enough time to go home.
That's, Vincent, you've just got up one there. And this is the point where, go back to originally, if you're paying high rent, high rates, and your taxes, employing people who are paying taxes, you as a proprietor, should it not be your point to open and close when you feel like it?
Yeah, but we have to have some kind of rules, surely. If that's the case, then you know, why do we have licences? Why do we make people drive a certain way down the road? It's to try and keep things regulated. Stay there for a moment, Robert, because Norman wants to talk to you. Good morning, Norman.
Morning, Vinny. Morning, Robert.
Good morning, Norman.
What do you want to say to Robert, Norman?
Now,
make it quick now.
With 7 days of the week, And if people can't do without drink for a few hours on Good Friday and can't have to go out every day and look for a pub, then there's something wrong, they have a problem.
But it's how the option...
are allowed to do it where no one else is.
Well, there you go.
Well, Norman,
what about that point, Norman? What about the point that on Friday, on Good Friday, when me or you, the regular Joe, couldn't go into a pub before 5 o'clock, but we could go up to Stormont as Barbara did?
Well, why are they not imposing a ban on Stormont? Well, it doesn't surprise me with Stormont anyway, because it's
that's
a
exactly
cold,
the point.
It's a cold
the point
house for Christians. It's a cold house for Christians anyway.
Well, that, so they would obviously say different. Norman, did you ever drink yourself, Norman?
I did. I used to drink once a week on a Saturday. I used to go out with my father-in-law every Saturday. The rest of the week I didn't drink because I was working all week. And if people can't do for a few hours on a Friday, a Good Friday, show respect to the Lord.
What if they don't believe in the Lord?
But why do people have to have a drink every day of the week?
I think some people want...
It's nothing to do with that. Okay. It's the fact that at Stormont you could have it. But you couldn't have it anywhere else.
Yeah.
Yes, and that's where the law should come down on Stormont. If everybody else has to respect the ban, then Stormont should respect it because they're the ones that make the laws.
Good morning, Norman.
Good morning.
Norman, I would like to ask you, I see where you're coming on Good Friday, but you must give people the right to not to take a drink on Good Friday, and you must give people the right to take a drink. So, you know, there's two sides of that coin, Norman.
What do you reckon, Norman?
I know, but what I'm saying, you're 7 days of the week to drink. And if you can't do without a drink for 3 or 4 hours on Good Friday, then you have a problem.
Okay.
I can go out,
Norman,
every day and go out and work all week.
Okay.
When I was working and when I was drinking, I worked the whole week and never drank until a Saturday. But if anybody can't go from Monday to Saturday without a drink, then they have a problem.
Okay.
But that's still not what it's about. It's the point of the matter. I personally am not necessarily looking for a drink on Good Friday, but it was the fact that Stormont were allowed to serve alcohol, and yet the law for everybody else is that they're not allowed to serve it. And that is the point that we were making, that it's the hypocrisy of it.
Bartley and Downpatrick. Good morning, Bartley.
Stevens, all the nonsense they're all talking with Norman.
See, first of all, I had your man Robert call me Vinty Vincent, and now you're going to call me Stephen Bartley.
Who's this?
It's Vinny. Who's
Vinny,
this?
My mistake.
Is this Bartley and Downpatrick?
Yes. Well, anyhow, listen, Norman's on there ranting and raving about all that there. I'm in the licensee 25 years. The reason why we need a license is responsibility on the licensee sell alcohol, i.e. making sure people drink what there is and they put out them with security and different things. There's nobody can justify licensing ours. There is no justification for it. People, attitudes of drinking from the 1960s has totally changed. People don't go out to bars or nightclubs till 11:30, 12 o'clock at night, and they put out the street at 1 o'clock. Now, that's a fact. There's no argument about it, no getting away from that. See, in the ordinary bars in any town, they're empty at night time. People go to nightclubs and stuff like that there. As over the Easter weekend, it's Good Friday, Easter Saturday, and Easter Sunday. But why do we have to, and I don't mean this to be disrespectful to one side of the Christians and the Protestant community, why do they dictate to me or to other publicans what time we should? Why do they not tell the butcher, the baker, the candlestick maker? Why do they not tell
Think of what Barbara said there, Bartley? I'm just pushing it because we're a bit tight for time in relation to Friday and the fact that she could go up to Stormont and could have a drink up there.
I don't care what Stormont do. You can go a lot of places and do it. If it's a different law inside there, there's hotels, there's restaurants, different laws within the license law. I'm not sure what criteria that.
Okay.
Goes. But I don't think it was made especially for. It's there's some places that things change. Obviously, there's a certain bar in Belfast that was known over the years where people that worked night shift were able to go there. They go to work at certain times and certain bars were allowed to open. And I don't know if it was the license officers for them, but they turned a blind eye. But what I'm saying is there's nobody can justify opening ours.
Okay.
What we should be on,
we have
on,
to leave it
have
there.
The license,
okay. We have to leave it there, Bartley, because I'm afraid we're up at the news. Robert, thank you as well. And Norman, thank you. Catherine, thanks. Barbara, before you go, can I ask where you're from?
Northern Ireland.
How did you get that accent?
I am English, but I've been here for 61 years.
You see, I like your kind of accent. It's soothing.
Oh, it's harsh, isn't it?
Do people ever call you a blow-in, Barbara?
Oh, I've had that many a time.
Well, I'm glad that you live here.
I've been here a hell of a lot longer than I've ever been in England.
You haven't lost your accent at all, Barbara?
No, I'm tone deaf, that's why.
Barbara, thank you. Catherine, thank you very much. Nolan at bbc.co.uk is the email if you want to get in touch.